I can think of no better way to begin this program than with a colorful passage from the great American novel, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. You may recall that Huck and the runaway slave Jim are rafting down the Mississippi River during the 1830s when they come across a revival meeting in a small town in Arkansas. There was a little one-horse town about 3 miles down the bend, and after dinner the Duke said that he had ciphered out his idea about how to run in daylight without it being dangersome for Jim. So he allowed he would go to the town and fix that thing. We got there in about half an hour, fairly dripping, for it was a most awful hot day. There was as much as 1,000 people there from 20 miles around. The woods was full of teams and wagons, hitched everywhere, feening out the wagon troughs and stomping to keep off the flies. There was sheds made out of poles and roofed over with branches, where they had lemonade and gingerbread to sell, and piles of watermelons and green corn and such like truck. The preaching was going on under the same kind of sheds, only they was bigger and held crowds of people. The benches was made out of outside slabs of logs, with holes bored in the round side to drive sticks into the legs. They didn't have no backs. The preachers had high platforms to stand on at one end of the sheds. The women had on sunbonnets, and some had limsy, woolsy frocks, some gingham ones, and a few of the young ones had on calico. Some of the young men was barefooted, and some of the children didn't have on any clothes but just a tow linen shirt. Some of the old women was knitting, and some of the young folk was courting on the sly. The first shed we come to, the preacher was lining out a hymn. He lined out 2 lines. Everybody sung it. And it was a kind of grand to hear it. There were so many of them, and they done it in such a rousing way. Then he lined out 2 more for them to sing, and so on. The people woke up more and more and sung louder and louder. And toward the end, some began to groan and some began to shout. Then the preacher begun to preach, and begun in earnest, too, and went to weaving first from one side of the platform and then to the other, and then a leaning down over the front of it with his arms and his body going all the time and shouting his words out with all of his might. And every now and then he would hold up his Bible and spread it open and kind of pass it around this way and that, shouting, "It's the brazen serpent in the wilderness. Look upon it and live." The people would shout out, "Glory, amen." And so he went on, and the people groaning and crying and saying amen. "Oh, come to the mourner's bench. Come black with sin." I can't hear you. That's better. "Come sick and sore. Come lame and halt and blind. Come poor and needy, sink in shame. Come all that's worn and soiled and suffering. Come with a broken spirit. Come with a contrite heart. Come in your rags and sin and dirt. The waters that cleanse is free. The door of heaven stands open. Oh, enter in and be at rest." And so on. You couldn't make out what the preacher said anymore on account of the shouting and crying. Folk got up everywhere in the crowd and worked their way just by main strength to the mourner's bench with tears running down their faces. And when all the mourners got up there to the front benches in the crowd, they sung and shouted and flung themselves down on the straw, just crazy and wild. We will start with an arrangement of the hymn "Soar Away," published in the early 19th century. On the screen, you will see shape note musical notation. I'll discuss this notation later on.